Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Hammock. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch bunts in front of the plate. Grabowski fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grabowski. Blue scores. McGowan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGowan scores. Maynisch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Maynisch moves to third. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is hit by the pitch. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 0 in the game. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 0 in the game. Brannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel throws the ball into Koenig, who tags Brannon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Schult scores. Kress moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Hamock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamock hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel throws the ball into Koenig, who tags McGowan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Dugan moves to third. One out. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to home to get Dugan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Dickey now catching. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blea Holder strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Blue reaches second base with a double. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Hamak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamak is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs bunts towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Kernagh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernagh is 0 for 3 in the game. Kernagh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kernagh moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 3 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 3 in the game. Blaeholder hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing left field. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Fred Hamock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.